Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at Asbury United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Heather Doerr. I serve with Pastor Tom Carver, who is not here this morning. He is baptizing his little 9-month-old granddaughter, Kyra, who lives in Norwalk. So he's there celebrating that wonderful event this morning. And so Pat Tank has agreed to help me lead worship this morning. And we're really glad that she stepped up and for what she'll offer to us this morning in worship. As we get started, I'd ask our ushers to pass around the attendance pads this morning so that you can register your attendance with us so we know who's here, we can best care for this congregation, and then we've got a good number of announcements to share this morning, ways to get involved. And as always, I hope you check out the center of your bulletin and you'll see the Did You Know section, different ways to get connected, to give back, and to get involved. So let's see what our first announcement is. Oh, I didn't ask one of them to come in. If you came in this door, you may have noticed that there was a popcorn sale going on. This is a different group than had sold 2 weeks ago, but they are also a group supported here at Asbury, and they meet here at Asbury. So we want to keep supporting our scouts, and Asbury's glad to do that. So pick up some popcorn on your way out or on your way into the fellowship hall after worship. Do I have somebody from Adult Ministries team that wants to say something about newcomers? I think there was a sign up, but okay. I could say something. Oh, you want to say something, Pam? She's going over to the pink mic here. All right, so the Starry Night is a special Christmas program that we're going to be putting on for the first time this year. It'll be an interactive experience for families in our community to walk through the building, experience the Christmas story, and then do crafts and activities in the fellowship hall. And there are three different ways this morning that you can help out. If you're like, I've been hearing about this, I haven't been getting involved, I want to know what I can do. So one way is that on Wednesday nights, you can go downstairs with the, it looks like last week the youth group did it, and the fourth and fifth graders, you can help them start to put together decorations and paint set pieces. Another way is that we are looking at ordering signage so that we can properly advertise for this event and get people here in our church building. If you live somewhere that's like a high traffic area, or you own or work for a business that'll allow signage outside in like a high traffic area, I'd ask you to sign up in the office and let us know that we should order a sign that could be put outside your home or your business so that we could advertise One Starry Night. So we're looking at ordering those signs pretty soon, even though December seems so far away, it's really not. And so if you'd be interested in doing that, you can sign up in the office. Third way to get involved is that if you look in the center of your bulletin, wait, is that there? You're the third. Go for it, Marie.
Good morning. I'm Marie Barr. I'm in charge of the marketplace at One Starry Night. That's where the kids come up and do stuff. And since we're all trying to be green and not waste stuff, I have some things that might be in your house that I would like you to donate if you're ready to get rid of them. Number one, ballpoint pens that don't work. Anybody have one? Two, stale spices. We're going to be making some Play-Doh for our spice station, and the stale spices actually work better. Scrap yarn, any size, any color, any fiber. We're collecting pennies because the kids go through and pretend to pay, so we'd like to have some pennies. Plates like this that have the little ridge on them that are coated, it doesn't matter what the picture is because they're going to use the back and fold it. So, and last but not least, I need help. I have little papers like this out on the table, and I need stars cut out of cardboard. So if you have cardboard, and you have some time, and you're willing to cut me some stars, that'd be great. And I'll be out at the table if you have any other questions. There's a bunch of other stuff. If you want to go buy stuff, we can do that too. But reduce, reuse, recycle.
following our Green Church initiative. I love it. So you may have seen that there's a table on either entrance that says One Starry Night. So you can see somebody there. I wanted to lift up that iron. Women's Iron Sharpens Iron is in 2 weeks on November 2nd in Moline. The last day to register is tomorrow. This is a women's event. And then finally, I did want to lift up, if you look, I think it's in here. I did want to lift up that the pie sale will be happening this year, so make sure that you pay attention this week to the good news and grab your order form so you can order one of the delicious pies and be ready to have that for Thanksgiving or Christmas or whenever, and those proceeds will be going to missions. So make sure you pay attention to the good news and find that order form. Okay. Now you know everything. Everything. I'd invite you to take a moment, take a few deep breaths, and center yourself. Feel God's presence that's already in this place. And after the choir sings our introit, we'll stand up for the call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. Our Lord's hands changed lives. Jesus' hands held children close and offered them a blessing. Jesus' hands broke bread and gave it to those who were hungry. Jesus' hands healed those who were sick. Jesus' hands folded together in prayer to the Father. Jesus' hands were nailed to the cross. Lord, bless my hands that they may change lives like your hands.
Jesus, Jesus. With your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Kneels at the feet of his friends, silently washes their feet. Master who acts as a slave to them. Jesus, Jesus, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Neighbors are rich and poor. Neighbors are black and white. Neighbors are near and far away. Jesus, Jesus, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. These are the ones we should serve. These are the ones we should love. All these are neighbors to us and you. Jesus, Jesus, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.
Please join me in the unison prayer. It is through Christ that we know the reckless love of the Father. And so when we emulate Christ, we can share God's love with the world. Thank you for the gift of the Son and the lessons that he taught us. Give us hands to serve and hearts to love, and the whole world might know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Loving puts us on our knees, serving as though we are slaves. This is the way we should live with you. With your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.
Please welcome your neighbors and say hello to those that are new here.
While you're sharing the peace, please move towards a blanket for the blessing of the blankets.
Towards one of the blankets. Yeah, and hold, yeah, touch it. I think there are some blankets in the pews also, so please move towards one of them if you can. Okay, we're going to have the blessing of the blankets. Most merciful God, today we bring before you blankets made in love by gifted crafters. We lay our hands upon them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and set them aside for the work of your coming kingdom. Strengthen also those who are directly serving the ones who will receive these blankets. They are your boots on the ground to your glory. We ask that you hold all who will receive those blankets in your loving arms. When they are suffering, comfort them and make them whole. When they are afraid, give them courage. When they are weak, grant them your strength. When they are afflicted, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, relationally, afford them your patience. When they are lost, offer them hope. And when they are alone, move us to their side that they may experience your loving presence and acceptance through our willingness to meet them where they are. And if death should come, we pray that you open your arms to receive them. As they are wrapped in the warmth provided by the blanket, may your warm love be wrapped around them. If any of these precious persons do not know you, may the blanket they receive open their hearts to your presence, that they may hear your loving invitation to a personal relationship with you. Through Christ our Lord, for it is in his name we pray these things. Amen. Now we would like to share our joys and concerns. And if you raise your hand or stand, one of the ushers will bring a mic to you.
morning. I would like to have prayers for my mother, Dorothy. She's going to be going out on Friday to have a stent put in her heart. So if you could please pray for a successful procedure. Thank you.
Jan McMiller, we have a joy and a concern. 2 weeks ago, yesterday, our son Reed was married to Carol Schaub. And unfortunately, yesterday morning, her grandmother passed away. So we have both that we would like prayers for. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joey Arney. As you can see, we have 50 Afghans this year to donate to needy people. I would like to thank everybody who has knitted or crocheted squares and have helped by sewing these Afghans together. Last year we had about 30 more. We don't have as many people helping us, so if any of you are interested at all, we would sure be glad to have you help us. We'll show you how to put them together or whatever you want.
I'm not kidding. I think probably you've all read about or heard about, but I'd ask that we all have, keep in our prayers, all of our Catholic and Lutheran friends down in Buffalo, whose churches were so terribly, terribly damaged by vandals yesterday, last night. Terrible, terrible thing.
Okay, let's have a silent prayer for a few minutes. And with your love. Merciful God, we bring you all our joys, hopes, fears, pain, and all our concerns. We bring you prayers for which we scarce have words and trust that you will pray for us. We bring you our gratitude and praise for this new day. We pray for those in need, for those who are sick, for those in the hospital, and for those facing surgeries. We pray for all who mourn, that they may feel your care for them. May your Spirit give strength to all your people as they work and witness in your world. Unite us in your truth and love, and help us to show your love to others. Help everyone to share all the good gifts that you have given to us. We pray for ourselves and for all those we will meet. May we be able to help each other just as you have loved and helped us. We give this week into your hands. Be with us in all that we will do, and may we enjoy this week and learn and grow in it. We pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our first reading today is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. And if you want to join me, you can look in the Pew Bible on page 197. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. And now, if there are any children here, would they please come forward to hear Pastor Heather's message?
Neighbor as yourself, for God loves all.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Do you know what might be going on here? No. What does this look like?
An experiment.
An experiment? Oh, man. That's a really, I'm not good at science, so it isn't an experiment. So what's going on here is, let me direct your attention to this one in particular, because there's all sorts of buckets and there's water going on, and this is a special thing of water called a pitcher, and this is a special bowl. And what they are they are for foot washing. So a long, long time ago, Jesus washed his friends' feet. What do you think of that? Nope, they didn't wash his feet first. He washed their feet first. Would you wash your friend's feet?
No.
Would you wash your friend's feet?
No.
No, they're all like, no. Why not?
Because it might be dirty.
They might be dirty. Why not? Same reason?
They might be cold.
They might be cold? That may be a good reason to wash them with some nice warm water. So Jesus washed his friends' feet. One of the reasons he did it was to show them how much he loved them and how much he wanted to take care of them. Now, have you ever seen in person or on TV, like a mommy and daddy washing a baby, giving a baby a bath?
I'm a baby.
That's kind of a way that they say that they love their little baby, isn't it?
When I was a baby, my mom put me in a pumpkin.
When you were a baby, your mom put you in a pumpkin. I don't, she still loves you, I'm sure. I don't. That's not what I was going for. So Jesus washed his friends' feet to show them that he loved them. And we still do things kind of like that, like mommies and daddies washing babies' feet or giving them a bath, or sometimes grandparents, when they get really old and they have a hard time bathing themselves, their children will wash them and help them feel good. So I wondered if any of you would let me wash your hands this morning. Anybody willing to let me pour a little water on your hands?
Is it warm water?
You want to feel it first? It's a little chilly, actually. But it's not cold. Anybody want to let me pour some water over your hands?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah? Put out your hands. All right. All right, so I'm going to pour a little.
Do me.
And then here, take your hands out and let me dry them for you. There you go. Anybody else?
Me. I just got water.
All right, why don't you take a step back then, because I don't want to splash anymore. I can't control the splash. I'll do you next. There you go. Yep, pull them out a little bit so I can try them. Wonderful. All right, Jordan, you want to put your hands out? Put them out as far as you can. Pull them up a little bit. There you go. Anybody else?
I'm going to do it again.
I think just once this morning. Just one time. Oh, let's keep our hands out of the water now. All right. Now, everybody take a step away so that our hands are all dry when we go back to our seats. But don't, not all the way. I've just washed your hands. I want you to remember this the next time somebody needs help. And somebody needs somebody to show them that they love them. Remember that I washed your hands as a sign that I love you guys. And I want you to do the same for other people, okay? So why don't we all pray together, okay? So fold your hands together. I don't trust you. Fold your hands together. And let's pray, okay? Dear God. Thank you so much. For your son, Jesus. And the love he has for me, and the love he has for others. Help me to share his love with all that I meet. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, I got something special for you guys today. We're gonna stop putting our hands in there, okay? I got something special, because it's time to go sit back down. But I have something special. You see all these blankets everywhere? Yeah. These are the starts of blankets. So this is something you can take home with you, and it is the start of a blanket. Isn't it pretty? Sure. Jordan, you want one? Just one. There we go. That's a good one. Thank you, choir. Our second reading for today comes from John's Gospel. So John is writing the story of Jesus as he knows it. And if you look through John's Gospel, there's a lot of these great stories that you don't find in the other four Gospels. And this is one of them. And John is recording the last evening of Jesus. And Jesus sits around a table with his friends, and he talks a lot here at this table, but he also does something special here in chapter 13. Excuse me. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, he got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "Only one who has been bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their masters, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. Sacraments are sacred moments in the church where we experience an outward and visible sign that demonstrates an inward and spiritual grace. The Catholic Church has 7 sacraments, including confirmation, penance, anointing of the sick, marriage, and holy orders. Protestant churches have 2. We have communion and we have baptism. Baptism is a one-time act that symbolizes God adopting us and us joining God's family. Communion can be celebrated over and over and over again, and it reminds us of Jesus' sacrifice. Both of these sacraments also unify us with other Christians. I heard somewhere once, and I'm not quite sure where I heard it, a reason why we only have these 2 sacraments when Catholics have many more and other churches recognize others. These two sacraments are because they meet 2 criteria. The first is that these are things that Jesus himself experienced. The second is that Jesus commanded his disciples to go and do likewise. Baptism and communion both fit this bill. They're both things that we could see, we could point to in Scripture that Jesus did them, and then he goes and he commands his disciples to do the same. But, as we just read here in John 13, we see Jesus washing his disciples' feet and then telling them to go and do the same for others. So this is this intriguing idea I heard once, which was, if those are two of the criteria for sacraments, could foot washing also be considered a sacrament? Could it be a sacred moment? I've been intrigued by this idea since I heard it. Is an act that ritualizes our service, our dedication, and sacrifice for others important enough to be elevated to the level of a sacred moment, a sacrament? How might we look differently at service to others if we found it easier to see the holiness in such an act? I invite you to imagine a little bit with me this morning, to open your eyes to see something holy and mysterious in water poured over dirty feet. Will you pray with me? Wonderful God, we thank you for the gift of foot washing, of hand washing, the ways that it reminds us of your love and your service to your disciples, to your followers, and to all your children for all generations. As we contemplate this holy act, may you open our hearts and our minds to see something new. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the video for this week's small group study from Tom Berlin's Reckless Love, his guest invites us to understand love not as a feeling, but as something that we have to practice. We aren't all born good at loving God and loving others. Just like how we aren't all born with the ability to dance or to play sports or to drive a car. It's something we have to learn how to do and to practice until we reach proficiency. Emulating Christ is like that. It might seem like some people are just naturally good, naturally kind, naturally gentle. You're probably thinking of somebody right now that you think, well, they're just good at that. But that doesn't mean that the rest of us can't practice that work of being like Christ, of loving God and loving others, until we stop counting the steps all night long and we start to get comfortable enough to enjoy the rhythm of the music. You know those old school sheets of paper with the footprints on them that are supposed to teach you how to dance? They're a roadmap until you get comfortable and confident enough so that you don't have to look down all night and move slowly. They're a roadmap until you're ready to just dance. Jesus gave us a roadmap when he washed his disciples' feet. His heart was full of love for this world, for the people he had traveled with, even for Judas, who would go on to betray him. And out of that love, a fullness of love, a love until the very end, Jesus took off his outer robe. John's gospel suggests that this means a setting aside of the power and the privilege and prestige and status. And he took up a towel, a symbol of servanthood and service to others. NRSV even says he wraps it around his waist. As our reading from the letter to the Philippians told us earlier on in worship, Jesus had every right to claim the power of God's Son, and yet he set it aside, and he took the form of a servant. So if we are to emulate Christ, that seems a pretty good place to start. That's a roadmap to follow if you aren't sure what to do. If we are setting aside our power in order to lift others up, we are on the right path. Emulating Christ means we don't get to hold on to our comfortable standards and all of our privileges. It means setting them aside in order to benefit and serve others. It involves sacrifice. It involves caring for other people before ourselves. There are a couple of different ways that we can serve others to make sacrifices for the benefit of others. One, it involves financial gifts or collecting items to give to others. That act of service can make a real difference in people's lives. But another way of serving others, one that emulates what Christ was doing on his last night when he washed his disciples' feet, is to roll up our sleeves and to do relational ministry with others. It means to spend time with people, getting to know them, and building a relationship with them. The thing about washing another's feet is that it is sort of a gross thing. In an era before modern plumbing, the streets were filled with waste that was dumped out of homes. Washing the feet of those at a dinner party was reserved for a slave, not the host. You can imagine it was a truly disgusting act. And yet Jesus got up close and personal, showing an act of radical service and hospitality to others. The kind of ministry that Jesus calls us to is the kind where we have to get up close and personal with others. We have to roll up our sleeves, do things we might not want to do, and we will get our hands dirty. And Jesus suggests that such work is a holy act. It is sacred to serve others. Last week, two of my friends had their very first child. You might remember those first few weeks with a first child. After they brought him home from the bath or from the hospital, they gave him his very first bath. Maybe you remember giving a child or a grandchild a bath. A sweet and beloved memory for this expanding family to cherish. As soon as they cleaned their son up, he spit up all over himself. And they wiped it away. And they cleaned him up again, and they wrapped him up in a towel. And while his mother held him close, he had a poop explosion in her arms. And he ended his first bath dirtier than how he had started. It could be the same for us. When we do ministry with others, there are risks. There are sacrifices, and no one makes it through without getting a little messy. I think if we were to consider foot washing a sacrament, a sacred moment, then perhaps we can open up our eyes to better see the holiness in acts of service for others. If we stop thinking of caring for others as a chore, but instead as an act of grace, we would be eager to roll up our sleeves and to make a difference in this world. Jesus gave us a roadmap to how we are to be like him and to continue his ministry to the world. It should look like a teacher, a lord, a leader, getting on his knees and doing the hard work of cleaning this world up one foot at a time. We've been following Tom Berlin's book, Reckless Love, for the past 5 weeks. This is our sixth week. He finishes the book with the reflection that to emulate Christ means to be willing to sacrifice everything for others. That's what we see demonstrated on the cross. Next week, we will start a new sermon series, Following Jesus with Mr. Rogers. We'll be looking at our five membership vows, prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness, and we'll be connecting them with lessons that Mr. Rogers can teach us. A strategy team here at Asbury has been working on a discipleship pathway for us and has discerned that a huge piece of mature discipleship, a huge piece of emulating Christ, is to sacrifice for others. Today, I wanted to provide a way to end this sermon series on reckless love and to seal those lessons that we have learned about how to begin with love, expand the circle, lavish love, open-hearted love, value the vulnerable, and today, emulate Christ. I also wanted to provide a bridge to our next sermon series about how emulating Christ and truly loving God and neighbor involves sacrifice. So today, there's an opportunity for those who are comfortable to come forward and participate not in foot washing, but in hand washing this morning. I'm sure some of you are thinking, I don't want to do that. I hope you'll be open to trying it. I hope that whether you come up or not, if you stay in your seat and watch, that you'll see the holiness in this act, how it becomes a sacred moment, and how that in turn reminds us of the sacredness, the holiness, God's presence in the moments when we roll up our sleeves and serve others and we love them all up close and personal. Pat, would you help me demonstrate what we'd be doing? You want to come stand on this side of the table? And just like I did with the kids, it's great. Oh, yeah, she's much better. She's got her hands cupped like this. It'll be wonderful. Just pour a little bit of water. Don't need too much. It's a symbol more than a... I'd have soap up here if it were a literal thing. And then pat their hands dry. Sure. And then what you're going to do, go to the other side of the table after you've had your hands washed and wash the person behind you in line, wash their hands. For those who feel comfortable, we have two stations on each of these tables and three here in the center. You want to wash my... I'll ask our ushers to pass around the collection plates. We're going to take up an offering this morning, another way that we give of ourselves to support the ministry of this church and make a difference in this community.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. You have commanded us to love one another. We take up the towel today, God, and are willing to live a life of service. Let all that we do be a reflection of your love. We want to work only for your glory. May these gifts we dedicate today be one of many sacrifices that we make in order to share your love with the world. Amen.
This morning, I want to leave you with the words of St. Teresa of Avila. She was a mystic and a nun who lived in the 16th century. And I invite you to hold out your hands, or maybe just one hand if you got your bulletin, the other one. Hold out your hands to receive this blessing. Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. May you have a blessed week as you go out in the world to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Peace be with you.